Shulchan Rav, Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh. The title of this shiur is Chain and Changes, and we'd like to put forward mipi Sforim v'Sofrim, what we've seen in Sforim in this inyan, because it's one of our very important yesodas, foundations, and we see that perhaps it's not appreciated enough. We understand Moshe kibul Torah miSinai umsorah liYeshua v'Yeshua liZkenim uZkenim leNeviim. Klal Yisrael are a chain. So much so that the Moshe Chaim Letzato miSidis Yeshorim says that one should spend an amount of time every day thinking, what is it that made Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu so great, and that we can emulate and we can copy what they did? So, and if we do that, we attach ourselves to them. If we do things that they do, then we get schoolers, special schoolers, because we're doing what our fathers did, our forefathers. So that's a very important nekuda. There's a medrash that says, very important point, there's a medrash that says, Ma'aseh b'Rebbe Gamliel, to Gemara on Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph brought down here, Ma'aseh b'Rebbe Gamliel, Sha'omar, who said, Hashkimu li Zayin la'aliyah, he wanted to ascertain, work out the leap year when it should be, and he invited people to an aliyah, to the attic, or private place where he could discuss it with them in peace. And he invited seven. And he comes in and he sees eight people there. And he invited seven people. We only want seven, for whatever reason. Omai said, Misha Olo Shalei Breshus, who Kaios come here without permission? Yered, let him go down. Omar Shmuel HaKotten, so Shmuel HaKotten got up, but Omar, he said, Ani Yushel Yisrael Bishus, I'm the one that came here without permission, and therefore I'm the one that's going to leave. V'lo Shmuel HaKotten, it wasn't really Shmuel HaKotten, it was someone else. It wasn't him. Because, but he didn't want the other person to be ashamed, so that's what he did. So the Gemara says, there's a similar case. Right, there was a Rebbe Yehuda Anossi, he was giving a shir, ve'reach reach shum, and he smelt a strong smell of garlic. Reach shum. Omar, so Rebbe said, Misha ochal shum yetze. If the person that's eaten garlic should please leave. Should leave. Omar Rebchia v'yotza. So Rebchia got up and he left. So when they saw that, omdu kulam v'yotzu, they all got up and they left. Where did Rebchia learn this from? What did he do? Why did he do it? Reb Meir. And he brings the story of Reb Meir. So Reb Meir said something, and he emulates him. From this story we've said before, he led him Shmuel HaKotten. Shmuel HaKotten Meichel Gomalo. Where did Shmuel HaKotten learn this from? Meshchaniah ben Yechiel. Goes to the whole list. Chaniah ben Yechiel Mehadele from Yeshua. You show them the story with Ochon. You can't shame a person. So the Rechaim Ephraim Zaitchik asks in Torah Sanefesh, it's a plea, this whole story. Each one of these people were great in their own right. Couldn't they decide for themselves, I think this is the right thing to do? Why did they have to say, the Gemara says, oh, Mehecha Gomala, from where did I learn it? And really the question is the answer. The answer is that we can't do things of our own accord. When a person does something, I would say, well, this is what I think. When a person says, this is what I think, it's dangerous. What's what I think? Everyone's got their own gears. A person sees all failings besides their own failing. So people are always going to do things because they personally want to do it, and they can't see straight. And as the ultimate Vardok says, how can a person see straight? Everyone wants, I want something here. They might even decide to where to go on holiday. But someone said, but it's not an appropriate place to go. Yeah, but it's all right. It's all right. It'll be all right. It's all right. There's a kosher shop nearby. And there's this nearby. But they know that it's not good for them. Neither good for them. We've had this question asked recently. Someone's going on holiday, and the girl that was at that time was learning in SEM. From what she'd learned in SEM, you can't go to such a place for a holiday. They're going to ask her to do things. We're talking about from parents, very high-major parents. No, it's all right. It's okay. If already is a sophic, when a person says, what's wrong with this? It's usually something wrong with it. Because otherwise, why are you saying, what's wrong? So it's usually something wrong. So what's wrong with it? So let's ask first. And the Rebbe might say, I don't know, I'm going to ask my Rebbe. What would my Rebbe have done in such a situation? And the Chaim Shmulevitz was extremely machped on this. I don't know if this is printed anywhere, but I seem to remember the Chaim Shmulevitz telling us that really the last Talmud Rebbe relationship stopped with the Baruch Ber Leibowitz and the Chaim Brisker. In other words, and what do we call a Talmud Rebbe relationship? A Talmud relationship, as the Motcha Gifter explains, means, in other words, whenever I do something, what would the Rebbe have done in such a situation? That's a real Talmud Rebbe relationship. It's brought down Shem the Altman of Vardok. The Altman of Vardok is Talmud. Chaim Avraham Zaychik said that whenever he had a decision to make, he used to say, right, Reb Saul Salanter, the Rebbe, what would he have done in such a situation? And that's something very difficult today. Perhaps we don't know. Perhaps we haven't got an understanding of what a Rav or a Rebbe really means. So, but we have got stories. But we've got the Torah as well. How are we going to explain that in the Torah? Perhaps we might need the Rebbe to do that. But this is very, very important. It's a Yesod. And we have to be proud of our heritage. And not to make decisions when already one has got a Sofik. Not to make one's own decision. It's very, very difficult sometimes. I had such a problem now that I say it this afternoon. I had such a problem. And now it comes to mind. As a problem. The Gias is very, very difficult. My wife wanted to do sewing this afternoon. I'm not saying psychology, I'm just saying the Matthias Adova. She said this afternoon. So she wanted to sew. And she had quite a few hours in which to do it. Because you can't do very much on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. So already the Gierski and my stomach's all right. No, we can't do that, of course. I didn't say it. So I asked the Rav, my Rav. So he said, L'chayra not. L'chayra, but one's not allowed to do sewing. So there was a bit of a back and forth here because it seems to have either Nesefer says you are, and so it was back and forth. The Maisa, in the end, it's allowed. So as long as it's sewing and not things like darning. Darning's already a bit different. But sewing, I'm not busking here because I've got a rough here, but just saying that's what happened. But it's amazing how the Negias gets in. My stomach, it's all right. But what's wrong with it? You know, it might be kedai to ask. And the worst taka is shayla. It's not double poshut. In the end, it's all kol echad the makoyim or sholem. It's allowed to do sewing. But the makoyim says, "Isn't it good?" And then there's the Chaim Kanievsky who said something between the chazanish. It's quite an issue here. But in the end, everyone was at peace with themselves, hopefully, and it's carrying on. But the negias gets in. So one has to ask a rov because otherwise I can't paskin for myself. I don't know. And especially the one who's got Negias Bedoa. So this is the Yesod HaDvarim. We're a chain. We're not like a ring that everyone's special in their own right. No, we've got a chain. We've got to ask and be able to appreciate this. And that's why, indeed, there's so many Gemaras that we find which bring forth and ram home this principle. I saw today, and I appreciate this, it says, in the beginning of Parsha Shmois, Ve'ele Shmois b'nei Yisrael aboim Mitzrayimo, Eis Yaakov, Ishu Beisebo. Eis Yaakov. So Reb Zalman Sirotkin says, on that Pasuk, as Naim HaTorah, Eis Yaakov means coming with Yaakov. They came to Mitzrayim, and what really kept them going, the fact they knew that they had a father to ask. We're not going to make our own decisions here. We've got a father to ask, Eis Yaakov. And I saw brought down today, B'Shem, the B'Shem Shinafol Hirsch, that he mentions a similar idea right in the beginning of Shmos. And he says that the whole Inyan, we say, repeat again. And who were the children that came down? Uven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. Not Dafkan that older, but it says, the Pasuk says, I have Gachum in front of me. It says, this is Reuven Shimon. Why does he need to say the children again? We don't know it from the previous Pashvaychi and Pashvayetze. No, because that is really the principle that Klal Yisrael had to adhere to. We've got fathers Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And they had Es Yaakov, and that's what we rely on. We rely on the chain. And that's very important. What would the Rebbe have said? One of the Yesodas we have now, we've said that, we say that the Alter von Slobodka used to speak a lot about Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim, every one single person is created in the form of the Almighty. They've got a neshama, however inexplicable it is, we've all got it. It lives with us. And every person's got a Tzelem Elokim. That's why you have a situation where the Rav Vosner, the Zecher Tzadik Brach Shmuel Vosner, who was Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin in Bnei Brak, and the cook wasn't well. He had another operation. So when he got to hear about this, he said he would come and visit the cook in hospital. Vada, Akaras HaTov. So now we learn from the Parshas. I think the Talmid of Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz would say a lot of attunement and mir is run that way. First of all, no machlekes, rather not no machlekes, and the inner of Akaras HaTov, to thank people, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's linked with each other. A person hasn't got a Akaras HaTov for people, doesn't appreciate what people are doing for them, doesn't appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for them either, and vice versa. So he went to visit him in the hospital, Abada. And when he went to visit him, he finished speaking to him. He went out, saw a member of the Mishpocha in the corridor, and said to the member of the Mishpocha, bring the whole family together. So, bring the whole family together, why? I mean, it's not a life-threatening operation. It's a serious operation, but not a life-threatening one. To which his rejoinder was, no, and this is Reb Shmuel Vosner, he said, when he went in, he could not see the Tzelem Elokim that was above the cook. Everyone's got Tzelem Elokim, and he couldn't see it. So therefore, I know he hasn't got very much longer in this world. And Kachava, less than 24 hours later, he passed away. This is something which we know and we see from the parashas time and time again. We see, for instance, a case with Yaakov Avinu himself. It says with Yaakov Avinu that Yaakov Avinu was not, you could see, was not a person that easily got upset. He couldn't get upset easily. When he did get upset, was when Lavan chased after him. And then it says, Vayicha leYaakov vayorek beLavan. And he was angry. Why was he angry? What was he so upset about? He could have been much more upset after 7 years of working very, very hard indeed. And then Lavan tells him, I'm giving you Leah. Well, she still was Leah. And Lo Yinaso Yilo Yose Kimim Kimenu. It's not done in our area. Lotzes Hatziro Lefnei Abchiro. We don't give the young one before the old one. You couldn't have told me that in all the 7 years that I've been working. All right. He wasn't angry. He didn't shout at him. Nothing. All right, I'll work another 7 years then. This was Peshet, and there's reasons for this. But he didn't get angry. When he did get angry was when he chased after him. Why did he get angry? So the Mefarshim say, the reason why he got angry, they said this in the school of Nevadok, was because you could have learned from me. 20 years you could have learned from me. And now you're chasing after me, you're accusing me of doing such things. And you could see I'm innocent. Why couldn't you learn from me? And we can ask ourselves the same question. Why are we not learning from great people? There's so much discontent It says in the time of the Churban, we're meant to learn from the Churban. What do we learn from the Churban? We learn from the Churban, the Bais Sheni, from Bais Sheni. We're meant to learn from it. Halacha lemaisa. And Bais Sheni, it says, Bais Sheni mna nechrov. Why should it be destroyed? There were Isaac, but Torah, and interestingly enough, in Gemilas Chasodim. There were Isaac and Gemilas Chasodim. They were doing chasodim to each other. Maybe Man Nechrav, why was it destroyed? Because there was sinas chinom. There was a hatred. Wait a minute. It says there were Isaac and Gemilas Chasodim. That means they were very good to each other. All sorts of gemach. Gemachim. You open the Manchester directory, London directory, look for the gemachim. Pages and pages and pages. A gemach for baby bottles, a gemach for Britain, wherever it is, what gemach, niflamoid, Yisrael Kadoshim him. Having said that, they've inherited from this from the Ovis. So what's the pshat? The Isaac betoyna gemilas chasodim, and yet the Beis Hamikdash was chorob because of sin eschinom. I'm just saying what the pshat is. The pshat is like this. We're meant to be learning from our avos that we don't use our own negias in judging people. A person can be oisim begunas chasodim, but what happens when something happens which doesn't quite go their way, and something does something which is they feel they shouldn't have done. Shouting, screaming, how could you? And call Adam Roy Nega, a person only sees other people's failings besides their own failing. And usually they've got this failing anyway. As the Baal Shem Tov says, call Nige Adam Roy, a person sees a person's failings. Chutz me Nige Atma, he says, Chutz. He call Negoim Adam Roy Chutz. They always see other people's feeling chutz. And do you know why? Because he's got the same problem himself. And that's why people see other failings. Because they've got the same problem themselves. And they'll shout and scream. But now let's look at it properly. Can you see your own failing? And there's stories like this. Phenomenal stories where you want to tell a person, you've got the same problem yourself. Why are you shouting at others when you've got the same problem yourself? But that's the way the world works. And this is what the Ovis are telling us. If the Beis Hamikdash hasn't been built, it's a raya that something has gone wrong. That means we can have confounding things. Look what's happening now with charity and with all organizations. Gemilas Chasodim abounds. Let's all take it away. But there's still sin eschinom. Could it be that I did better or you didn't make your mark, but we did, and I've got more and you haven't? I don't know. But we're still looking at this. Why hasn't the Beis Hamikdash been built? And every single year we go through in Yonam of Sinah Schinom, of what it means to have Sinah for nothing. It's such a difficult thing to work with. Everyone's born with it, as the Pcheskel Lemeshain says. We're all born with Sinah, with a Sinah, with a hatred. Our objective in life is to eradicate it, to try to get rid of the Sinah Schinom. But we're all born with it. And things that we're born with, as Simchas Yisrael Siv says, it's much more difficult to cope with. Problems that we've made for ourselves are easier to get rid of. But problems that people are born with, it's more difficult. Sinas chinam is there. But we've got to have to deal with it. For that, we need to look at stories and my sin. The Chaim Stein Tucker says in a shir, he says that the problem with sinas chinam is it's a dovah pnimi. It's something which is internal. The first place in Mikdash, it was Avodah Zorah, Gilaretz, Shvichas Domim, there were things that were external. So take away Avodah Zorah, take away these Inyonim, and hopefully there won't be a problem anymore. It was built 70 years later. But something which is Adobah B'vifnim, it's something which is internal, is very difficult to eradicate, very difficult to get rid of. And we're always talking about it. I mean, everyone's talking about one talks to oneself, it still doesn't work. It's a major problem. Someone came to the, I think it was the father of Rabbi Victor Miller, if I'm not mistaken, and said that the altar of Slobodka, for 40 years, he spoke about Tzelem Elikim. 40 years, Tzelem Elikim. A lot of issue about Tzelem Elikim, to appreciate every human being, Tzelem Elikim. So he said, it was growing out of my ears already. It's growing out of my ears. So Rabbi Avigdor's father said, if it's growing out of your ears, it's something you never understood what he was talking about. Tzelem Elokim is so profound. Tzelem Elokim is so deep. And for that, we have to see. And Rabbi Chaim Stein can speak about this idea when we're talking about Dovah Shebifnim and talking about Sinas Chinam. Because he literally loved every single yid. I mean, all these Kedoshim. And we're meant to learn from that. I've had the people do toivas when for the moment. Please help me, or I'll do your toiva. Rabbi Chaim Stein, when someone came to him and asked him for advice about something about a job, and he said, I'm sorry, I can't advise you. Either a job or something similar. Weeks later, this lady got a phone call from Rabbi Chaim Stein. I've just read something in an advertiser, and I've just read that something which might interest you because it might get you this job. So she was crying. I think it's a bit of simcha. How come that weeks later he's got other things on his head? He's got a yeshiva. He's got probably, I don't know, thousands of people that need his help. But he zooms into everyone to try. That's a pshat avas chinam. Didn't need to do it, but he did it anyway. One of the things that Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz pointed out to us was that unfortunately we don't appreciate this chain enough. And in today's generation, Bechlali said, but we're grappling with it, it's difficult. Because in a generation of low self-esteem, people feel they have to prove themselves. Prove themselves, I do this and I do that. And I is the most, probably on the phone, they've tied it in the New York, the middle, the phone companies. I is the most off-used word. I did this and I did that. I'm good and I'm coming. It's the I. So Chaim Shmulevitz said, it says in the Pasuk, Yud Ches Klolos, Kilili Shaya Novis Klal Yisrael. 18 curses he gave to Klal Yisrael. He was really upset with Klal Yisrael. But in his Karo Dato, and he wasn't appeased until he said, that the Nar Bezokin, the younger generation, won't respect the older generation. Another thing we have to grapple with today is the fact that unfortunately the older generation are scared of the younger generation. It's even when it comes to education of children, they're scared. Everyone's doing it, I want it as well. It's a major, major problem. They're scared. V'yirvu ha'nar bezokin. And the Niklo B'nechbot, how often have we seen younger people? The older rabbis, they don't understand. They don't understand. You've got to chill it. You've got to cool it. You've got to be lethal. You've got to be wicked. All these names that are used today. And all these things. They don't understand that the older generation. And they don't understand that the older generation are sometimes trained for this. They know much more but the younger generation by Niklo B'nechbot. And the Chaim Ephraim Zaytik says it's referring to Iksa the Mashiach. It wasn't at that time. It's a Mu'ashut Chaladeus. So that's what we're dealing with. So Chaim Shmulevitz says, what's so bad? It's a worse klola. The Biluchim said, the last one, he left to the last. What's so bad about this klola? So the young people don't respect the ones. So they'll pass them in the street, they won't say hello. What's it? Is it so bad? The children don't respect their elders. Is it so bad? Well, it is, obviously. So he says, you know what's so bad about it? That one of the things that we rely on is the chain. Of course there are changes in every generation. But we always have to go back. What would the Rebbe have done in such a situation? It's difficult. And he says, if a person decides things of their own, with their own gears, what they're doing is, this wonderful golden chain of Moshe, Kibbul Torah, Misinai, Umsor, Yeshua, Vishua, Kanan, was Kanan and Vim, they're cutting themselves off from this chain. When a person cuts themselves off from the chain, then they're just floating. They're not, they've got nothing to grasp. And Klal Yisrael's gevura, Klal Yisrael's power, is the fact, was wollte der Rebbe gesagt? What would the Rebbe have done in such a situation? It's interesting that even in the story of the Churban, in the story of the Chum, we also find this principle, not with the Eden, with the Goyim, with Titus. Titus or Rosho, we can learn something from the wicked, make us great. You can learn something from them as well. But it's the same principle. The B'chaim Ephraim Zaitchik says, in one of his Sforim, he says, Titus was punished, he was tortured. This midget that went into his brain, he was really tortured. Why was he worse than Nebuchadnezzar? Why was he worse than others? So he says the following, Nebuchadnezzar, he was wicked. It's Ramban and Passover. You guys went over the top. But we've got to give him the credit where it's due. There's certain things we can learn from him. One of the things that we learned from him was that you don't do anything without permission. I might think something. It took him, I think, 18 years till he decided that he's going to attack Yerushalayim. And only when he heard that this is the time. Yirmiyahu said, this is the time. And he felt that was the time. That's when he attacked. And then he ran riot. But they didn't do things. They learned sometimes from, you don't chepper with Eden. And the stories, don't chepper with the Jewish people. Titus, he took over from Nero and Caesar. He took over. Now he saw already that Nero's Caesar became a gay. Became Aldi Meister Shoyo. And he saw already what happens to people that disturb Kalisol. And he said, I couldn't care less. And he was missing. The world is a teacher. Who is our world? Our world is Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina. It's our teacher. He didn't learn from his predecessors. And that was the problem. Everyone had. No two people are alike. No two people are alike. And therefore, when it comes to these in Yonim, especially with Sinas Chinam, we'd say, we read stories. Someone said, yeah, but that was with this Rebbetzin, or that was this Rebbe. It's not true. We can do the same. Similar. Anyway, we can at least learn a lesson from them. And where did they get it from? They got it from their Rebbe. What's for the Rebbe's guilt? That's what the Torah tells us. That's what the Gemara tells us. The Beleza, Chidushim was Mechadosh. No one had ever said such Chidushim as Reb Leza. And yet, it says Reb Leza never said a Chidush, which his Rebbe didn't say. So if his Rebbe said that, he mustn't know it. So what's Mechadosh? He was Mechadosh Chidushim no one heard. She said he was Mechadosh, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says. He was Mechadosh Chidushim. But when he was Mechadosh Chidush, he said, what would the Rebbe have said about this? So he Taka never did things which the Rebbe didn't say. He always did what the Rebbe said. What would the Rebbe have said in such a situation? We're living now because of the Mashiach. Very troubling times. We haven't got a Novi. No Novi is here, but the Torah of Avraham Gudzinski tells us that we've got something which is even greater than Novius. Yisurim. Something goes wrong. Every single person who can say things always go right for them. Something goes wrong. That is Nevius, as long as a person takes the message. And how are we going to take the messages? By learning, what would the Rebbe have said in such a situation? It comes into sharp focus. We all get messages. And he says the message is even stronger than Nevius. Nevius was only at certain times. And Novi, I've seen something. What does this mean to me? What does it mean to me? It's a message. I'm giving you a message. All right, we're not as great as one of the Alter Gerer Rebbes that when he passed a bench, he gave a krechts. Oy, medaf machen tshuva. Why? Because 67 is a gematria of Elul. And he was coming up to Elul. And he saw from the 67, Elul, medaf machen tshuva. So the great people, everything that happens to them, they already say, it's something. It's telling me something. So books that we read are telling me something. Situations are telling us something. And we've got to make sure, Brother Shem, that we say it's 40 years. 40 years, we're every single year, over 2,000 years, it's still Sinas Chinam. One has to speak about this to oneself, to others. Sinas Chinam, how can we help? People might say it's growing out of the ears, but it's not, because we're not getting the message, like Adam Sabotka said, as we said before. I'll end off with a very short story, and then just to give us a chizuk. There are many things give us the chizuk. But when things happen, it's not good enough to say, oy vey, or what a great shame. And everyone at the time is very, very good. And afterwards it fizzles out. But we haven't changed. We can have 10,000 people going for the chizuk. 10,000 people all getting together. And yet afterwards all bump it about. And afterwards they'll bump into each other and say, can't you be more careful? It's a metzias hadavar. Because the droshas are something with b'chutz. It's something which is outside. We don't zone into the individuals. What's it going to do with me? It's a nice drosha, fine. No, the droshas don't help. I mean, droshas help. With all due respect to myself, I'm talking to myself as well. Droshas don't help. So we'll finish off. The Shusina Rebbe, in the time of the Second World War, there was Shusina Rebbe was taken together with his oilam and his chassidim. And the Nazis took them, they took them to a very large square, and they took them all to stand in a circle. The Talmidim knew that the Rebbes, if they would find out that Shusina Rebbe, they would torture him. It's interesting, and that's something the Goyim told us, and the other lessons from the Goyim, Hitler and Machshu as well, we've got to be Mechabed Rabbonim. But they were Mechabed Rabbonim, the Nazis. They knew that the bastion of strength of the Jewish people, Allah Chomim, and that's why they did what they did. So, and then they decided, Shusina Rebbe, we're going to leave him. We won't surround him and protect him. It was a circle. And then the Nazis Machshon told them all to put up their hands. And they all put up their hands. And don't dare put them down. And Shusina Rebbe wasn't a young person. He put up his hands. And the middle of the circle was clear. And the Nazis were watching. And then a little girl from the other end of the circle comes slowly but surely, starts walking into the middle of the circle towards the other side. And the Nazis are looking. What's she doing? Just needs one shot and that's all over. And she's walking, and she's walking, and she's walking, and she's getting nearer to the other side. And everyone's looking, is she mad? What's going on with this girl? What's she doing here? She's going to kill her. She's going to get killed. The Nazis are also watching. What's this girl doing? She comes up to Shusina Rebbe. Shusina Rebbe's got his eyes closed, his hands up. Shusina Rebbe feels there's someone in front of him. So he opens his eyes, looks down, and the little girl says, Zaidi, can I please help you? To pick up your hands. And he said, yeah. The whole night she was picking up Zaida's hand. The whole night. And the end, the Nazis told them all to go away. I don't know what happened then to Shusina. But that tells us some very biggest thing, that boy said. We are upholding the previous generations. We're a chain. And the previous generations are telling us, keep going. The sinas chinom. No work on abas chinom, on love, understanding, appreciating each other. This shul, that shul, we're all in this together. Be'akash Bofu, give us the koiches that this year should be a year of zman gula, a person's own gula as well, and should take us ma'afeilu lo'ino, u'mishibu le'gula, hashtabah gula v'zman korev.